probably the right time. It's just it's a long grinding season, and you know, we wanted a late bye. You know, I'd rather have it now than week four. So, I mean, I got no complaints about that. You know, just wish we would have stayed a little healthier leading up to this, but this gives us a chance to the guys that were kind of banged up to where they probably wouldn't have played this week. Now we got a shot to get more guys ready to go for the next one. I think it's really for us, it's get healthy as much as we can. And if we can find a way to kind of clean up our red area stuff on offense, eliminate the explosive plays on defense. I know that sounds like a broken record, but that's what this season's about, is can we get those type of things fixed to give ourselves a chance that week to win? And it becomes a one-game season. I mean, there are certain teams where we know that have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack, but right now the only thing that hasn't been that's really been eliminated for us is an undefeated season. Everything else is on the table. I mean, other teams are having a lot of the same issues we are, and it's really who can pull it together this last six games and find a way to get in.
Hold it, hold up, everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along?
All right, I laugh every time he plays. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Omar, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
So we're doing good. Omar, let me ask you, bye week, does that mean you get the week off, or do you still got to write who's in or who's out? How's that work for the week?
I have a column to write for the Sun Sentinel today. I've got weekend packages to do. I just don't have to go. I have exes and Omar's to shoot on Wednesday. I just don't go to practice, which is, you know, a vacation for me. Damn.
Right.
I needed a little break. I need a little break from the team.
No, I agree with that, because they get tired. They get tired of seeing me on the weekend.
Yep.
And I could tell I was in the hotel Saturday night. Of course, is one of those deals where we were in that little town, and was it Appleton? We were in the little town,
yep.
And so everybody was so cold, everybody stayed in the hotel. And, you know, I saw the guys walking by me, and it was like, I might as well have been you, Omar, the way I got treated. I mean, it was they were in no hurry to see anybody. I wanted to talk about anything. Hey, let's jump into everything. So we heard from Coach. Are you more worried about the offense or the defense going ahead? As in, you can't score touchdowns, or you're more worried about run defense to get right to it?
No question in my mind, I'm more worried about the offense. I mean, right now, you're the worst. Did you know the Dolphins were the worst red zone team in the NFL?
I knew that. I did not know it till one of you guys actually had it out yesterday. Jeez. I did not know.
Yeah, I think that was me. And I didn't know. I had no idea that, you know, during this Brock run, the Brocktober or whatever people want to call it.
Brockover. We're calling it Brockover now.
Yeah.
Bro, you have dropped to the bottom of the league in terms of red zone efficiency. And you know, I knew they were always struggling on third downs, but I did not know that the struggles had extended to the red zone, which is honestly probably the best thing that Adam Gase has done in this 3 years here.
Boy,
and
I tell you,
to me, it's completely shocking and disturbing. I'm not a Brock fan, so I've never been singing his praises, because there are just about five or six throws per game that he should make that he misses, and you can't survive like that. And really, the offense is struggling tremendously. I thought, honestly, they played pretty well against Green Bay, considering, I mean, for you to get to the red zone as many times as you did and come up empty, at least that's a step forward for me, because it means that your offense is moving, you're converting on third downs. But you know, they've got to get this thing fixed offensively. It starts with third downs. And then, obviously, you know, hopefully when Ryan Tannehill gets back, they can fix some of these red zone issues.
You expect him back for this next game?
I don't, but I think he's probably going to be the home game against Buffalo is probably a little bit more realistic. From what I'm told, and I know they're being really conservative yet aggressive with Ryan. They were conservative when they shut him down, but now to ratchet him up, to try to get him to the point where he can throw without pain for the Colts game. You know, I think that that's the right approach. I don't know if it's going to be successful. I think probably he needs maybe an extra week. So maybe it's a little bit more realistic to get him back for Buffalo than for Indy. But no matter what, I have to see Ryan finish the season. I just have to. I don't care if it's the final three games or final two games. I need to see what he can do. I know he doesn't have much left as far as weaponry, but I need to see if Ryan can raise the tide of this ship.
Omar, is it time to kick the training wheels off David Fales? Are we seeing enough of Brocktober?
I think Brock is who Adam is comfortable with. And I think that it's not going to, you know, if it were me, I would, you know, but I don't think he wants to start all over with a new quarterback, a new starting quarterback. Once you go that direction, I don't think you could turn back. And I think one more game with Brock Osweiler is fine. It is what it is. He's not an NFL starter, and you know, God bless him for what he's done, because he's led the Dolphins to two victories. He's led the Dolphins to a 5-5 record. But you've seen what he has to offer, and you know, earlier this season when people are talking about, oh, there's no difference between him and Ryan Tannehill, I lost a lot of respect and a lot of credit. Those people lost a lot of credibility in my eyes because they don't know what they're looking at.
I agree.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that Ryan is some great savior, because I really do believe that even when healthy, the shelf life on him is about 10-win season. But Brock ain't even going to get you to 500.
You know, it's kind of lost. I think you'll agree with me. That offensive line, that group of guys who have not played together, could not have played any better than they did in that last game. That was impressive. Like, I called the old line coach and left a message. Like, I left you a 6-pack of Corona Light, bro. That was a hell of a job. I mean, that's the best they can play.
I was impressed as well. Jake Brendel starting his first game. Zach Stirrup, you know, Sam Young. I will say this till the day I die. If you ask Sam Young to play right tackle, you will be fine. If you ask him to play left tackle, it will be a disaster. Just stick to what he's comfortable with.
That's a great point. That's a good point.
And you will make it through the season with Sam Young. And Jake Brendel, props to him, because he played well. You know, Jesse Davis being the only starter on that line, season opening starter on that line, for them to perform the way that they did, kudos to them and props to them. But you got to get that line healthy. If you don't get that line healthy, you will not have a chance for the rest of the season.
Omar, 10 games into the season, this sounds kind of weird, but what do you love about this team right now? Is there anything you love about this team right now?
The running game. I like what Frank Gore's doing. I would love to see them sort of get Kenyon Drake in space a little bit more, which is something Adam Gase has talked about. And special teams. Special teams has really played well. The safeties have played well, but I'm writing something in terms of what areas I'm comfortable with this team, and just take a look at what you've seen from a 5-5 season, which is not bad. But are you comfortable with the quarterback situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the receiver situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the tight end situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the offensive line or defensive line? Nope. Are you comfortable with what you've seen from linebacker? Nope.
Nope.
Are you comfortable where you are at cornerback? Nope. It's just, you know, you're really looking at a roster that has to be overhauled again. And that's pretty disappointing.
Yep.
Considering you started that journey last offseason and a lot of the things that you did not work. The Robert Quinn did not work. The Mike Gesicki did not work. These defensive tackles did not work. And it's sad and it's disappointing, but here you are 5-5. And the question that you got to really ask yourself is, how did you get to 5-5?
Yeah.
Because 5-5, despite what you want to think as Dolphin fans and whatever your expectations were for this season, 5-5, you could hold your head up high in this NFL. Right now, you're in the playoff hunt and in the playoff conversation. You beat Indy, you're right in it. You got Buffalo the next week. You got New England the week after that. You're right in it. Now, the question is, can you do enough to get yourself to 9 wins? I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you, we've had this discussion over and over. the run defense now the worst in the NFL. Is it more about the tackles, or is it more about linebackers, specifically middle linebacker, not filling the hole? Where is it?
I think it's more about the defensive tackles, because there's nobody on that defensive line that I can't solo block. And when that happens, you're getting a guard or a center on that middle linebacker or on Kiko, and it's a free for all. And that, to me, Raekwon is not playing great. Nobody's going to sit there and tell you that Raekwon is playing great. I always felt like he was a two down linebacker. It is what it is. But you've got two other linebackers that are playing quite well in Jerome Baker and Kiko Alonso. Now, how do you fix that situation? You got to get, and it's funny I say that because Ndamukong Suh is that player, but you got to get somebody who can occupy two blocks.
Mike Gesicki, is he still on the team? I haven't seen him in a while. Ooh. Is he still there?
Yes, he's still there. 17 receptions, 151 yards, no touchdowns.
That's a good game. Oh, that's a season. Oh, I thought you were talking about one game.
So let me ask you, Omar, because you're right. I look like a damn fool because I thought he was going to have a big year just to get it out.
I think we all did after preseason.
But I'm watching him every day out there in practice. I'm listening to veteran guys going, man, he's getting better and better every day, making one or two touchdown catches in the end zone, jumping over somebody, jumping 12 and a half feet in the air. And what has happened? Why is that not – why are we not getting in those situations instead of – we got Danny Amendola double team down in on the goal line, and he tries to force it in with two guys on him.
Yeah, the Gesicki in the red zone. I was not a big Gesicki fan, but I thought he'd be a real good weapon in the red zone. It just has not happened. One, I don't think when they get to the red zone, I think teams are giving them extra attention. And I heard his Penn State coach say this on Crowder and Hockman's show. He builds up speed, so he's not a fast guy. He's an athletic guy, but he's not a fast guy. So it takes him a minute to build up.
That's
speed.
True. Now, when he gets, that, when I can't he gets argue that is end, true. Yeah.
When he gets to his top end speed, he's pretty good. I just don't think there are routes that you can have a receiver running 15 yards downfield waiting for him to get open. I just don't see that. So if you're not using his jumping ability, I don't really think he's any good. And he's not physical. And that to me. I don't draft two things. I don't draft dumb football players, and I don't draft soft football players.
But you don't think Jimmy Graham's physical, do you?
Oh, I know he's physical. Don't say that lie about Jimmy Graham. I watched Jimmy Graham, and I covered him playing basketball. He was the most physical basketball player I ever saw in my life, ever. Frank Haith said he could not start the man because he'd be fouled out in 5 minutes. Jimmy is a physical person. Now, is he a physical football player? That's a different story. But Jimmy is a physical person. Jimmy likes contact. Jimmy loves contact. If you watch Jimmy play basketball, you'll understand. Don't ever call Jimmy Graham soft because he's physical. Mike Gesicki is not physical.
Well, he better get physical because he's a second-round pick, and they better get something out of him. And he better not be on the Charles Harris team and some other guys here. Their first or second-round picks, or somebody that's working over there now is going to have to do some explaining. When you take guys up that and expect them to come in, that's not a good look for the Dolphins. We're not getting more out of Mike Gesicki except a few snaps. Needs to be out there doing something.
To me, I understand that they've been decimated by injuries, but, you've got to have good backups. You've got to have a quality roster. When a Nick O'Leary can come in, and that's a great find, but when a guy on the street is better than every tight end that you have on your roster,
not good.
That's a problem, bro. And you could say the same thing. They could have added some. How did you think? And I suspected it, and I had my concerns. But how, as an executive, did you think you could go into this season with these defensive tackles? How in the world did you think that?
They thought
about the injuries.
No. I know where you're going. They thought all those guys,
including Jordan Phillips,
we're going to be good enough. Yeah. And Jordan Phillips, let's face it.
I don't trust that dude. I never trust that
no,
dude.
No, but they did. I'm saying they did. You asked me. They trusted, obviously, and thought those guys would play the system and be good enough. And you get rid of one, like you just mentioned. They actually just cut him, who's a second-round pick. Mm. And and then on top of that, the guys you've gone with, it just – and it's more than a William Hayes problem. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
It's more than just William Hayes. All right.
I agree with you,
Omar.
I agree with you.
If I still sound a little down after 2 days, I mean, I was really bad. I'm getting better today, so thank you.
Oh, we're in the bye weeks, so that's good.
Let me build your confidence up, Joe.
Oh,
you're 5-5. You've got a good running game. Your secondary, hopefully Bobby McCain comes back. Secondary should be playing better if Rashad, you know, gets out of his feelings. And you got a chance. You just got to learn how to stop the run and score points.
Omar, we've been trying to learn how to stop the run for a decade.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm just throwing that out there.
How long is this touchdown drought's getting bad? We got to let you run, Omar. They're screaming, Joe, get out, man. Get out, Joe. Let Omar go. Thank you, bro.
All right, talk to you guys.
See you later.
It's contagious, bro.
Yeah, Omar
there
Kelly
it is, man.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
I saw that coming.
Brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. It's contagious, bro.
It's contagious.
It's contagious, bro.
Yeah. One of the greatest ones of all
ever.
Time. Jarvis Landry every day.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, folks, you can join me this Saturday at the Dos Equis Watch Party at Black Market Miami from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Watch, win some Dos Equis gear and a 60-gallon cooler we're giving away. Also, plus register for a chance to win two tickets to the college football semifinal game at the Orange Bowl. Dos Equis, keep it interesante. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. That's 3:30 to 6:30 this Saturday at Black Market Miami.
Zach, we had some. I don't get a chance to talk a lot about. A lot about stuff here at the radio station.
Oh, this is not good, huh?
But when something's super soft,
man,
I just want to get your take on this one.
All right. I don't know what's going on here. So
no,
I
know
like
you
getting,
don't. I know you're going to act like you don't. Eric Folero.
Oh, Lank, yeah.
Well, what's his position in the afternoon show? What's he do?
I believe his position is called Weirdo.
No, is he a producer?
Yeah, I believe he's a producer.
Oh, okay.
Producer of the Hockman and Crowder show, and I believe he does the Dolphin stuff, too.
So let me get this right. So he got sick with the flu.
Yep.
He went to the doctor. And so Hollywood, who runs a lot of stuff here at the station when the boss is gone, which has been a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm just curious. So he talked to Folero and he goes, oh, no, the doctor told me I can only work a certain amount of hours.
Wait a minute. What do you mean work a certain amount of hours?
What happened was Solana works on Big O's show.
Yeah, Alex, yeah.
So he was really sick yesterday, and he's a tough kid, so he was trying to gut it out. And I sent him home because, you know, a bunch of us have kids, and we all don't want to get sick. So
yeah.
small space here. So DQ was nice enough to cover for the time being, and I called Folero, and I was like, hey, you know, do you think you could come in and help out, you know, cover a couple of hours or whatever? And he goes, my doctor said that I'm only allowed to work a maximum of 6 hours a day recover.
Are you kidding?
This is one of the weakest things.
There's no way that he said
I
that.
I thought you were
going to
tell
excuse.
Me a surgery. I thought, seriously, when it started, I go, you're talking about he had a surgery in it, and he said he's limited right now because of a shoulder or a knee. He needs to stay off it. You told me he's coming off the flu bug. So he went to the doctor for the flu, and he goes, hey, you may have to cut back on a few hours at the radio station.
No, he had a specific number. It was 6.
Come on. Are you being serious?
Now, just so people know, we don't lay brick. We don't move pallets. Like, we don't do any of those. We sit here and push buttons. So,
and he doesn't even like talk. It's not even like he's talking in the other room either.
In air conditioning, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So Folero works in the afternoons.
Never heard of a doctor tell a guy.
A doctor capped his hours because of how sick he was? What does he have? Does he have pneumonia?
Oh, no. 6 max hours. And if I do that, it'll be over those hours with this flu bug I'm just finishing up.
There's just no way that's real.
He is officially the softest human being.
Oh, we got to call him Charmin from now on.
That we have ever had here. And if we were off the air, there would be other words for it, starting with the P.
What about Two-Ply? Can we call him Two-Ply?
Of all time.
From now on?
Like, even if your doctor tells you that, you know I probably shouldn't go around telling anybody at work.
No, what?
Because I'm gonna look super soft.
I can't believe that was the excuse he used. Are you really being serious? He said.
I feel like he sees one of those. Have you heard of those VIP pediatricians they have? Like, I feel like that's what he sees.
Wait, I'm honestly shocked that someone would use that excuse that my doctor's capped my hours.
So I thought, oh, he hurt his knee or something. He goes, no, he's coming off the flu.
Or he's got the bird flu. Like, what? You like he had sniffles, a cough, and like a sore throat, yeah. Like that flu?
That. So after that conversation, I was a little rattled by it, to be honest. I didn't know what to say to him. So I called him back, and I was like, hey, man, like we're going to get someone to cover you. Don't come in if you're that sick. And he was like, no, I can do it. I just, my hours have to be capped.
Wait, I mean, I
honestly.
I can't even tell you how much right now I want to call him the P word on the air. Like, that is the biggest P move I've ever seen. Capped off at 6 hours?
So obviously Solana's out today because he went home. He was really sick yesterday.
So, what time does Flair have to come in today?
Well,
is he working today or still sick?
I don't know. He has an 11 a.m. doctor's appointment this morning to get,
oh my
I guess, a
God.
Well, he may actually move it from 6 hours to 4 hours or something, or he may go the other way and go, hey, he can work. You know what? Go ahead and up that to 8 hours.
I have a question. Does Hawk and Crowder know the excuse that he used?
Channing, I have no idea.
Channing.
Oh, my God.
Channing will blast him.
Crowd, if you were there, if you were listening somewhere in your car right now,
no,
please text me.
No, they know he was like what he was up
no,
to.
Did you see
the picture they posted of him yesterday?
Yeah, yes, I did see the picture that Hawk posted.
He came in like, you know when you're if you're sick, like you want people to know you're sick? So you're gutting it out.
So he went over the top like, I want to let you know I'm here, but I'm really sick.
He was wearing like a hospital gown yesterday. Like he looked like he had just gotten out of the hospital.
Yeah, dude, that's weak.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
He is, as they say.
Like he's making like a sad face.
He's a weak sister. That's a weak sister move right there.
Hawk's tweet was, does it look like Eric Flair purposely tried to dress to look sick? Feels like he wants me and Official Crowder to see how he's toughing it out by coming in today. Hawk, that is the best tweet you've ever sent.
Hawk, that's awesome.
Like, I cannot believe, I've heard the craziest excuses of all time. We worked the crazy hours. We used to have interns all the time. Joe knows I used to get all the text messages right around 6 a.m. about how I can't come in or this or that or I'm going to be late or blah, blah, blah. I've never heard of somebody, a doctor saying, I don't think you should work more than 6 hours today because you're that sick. Like, I've never.
That's a first.
That's a first.
It is.
Congratulations.
I was just thinking.
Congratulations.
When you go to work and people go, hey, what about when players get sick? And I go, well, I can't talk for today's players, but I can talk to you for Shula players. I was lucky enough. I never got sick on a Sunday or Saturday night. I might have had fever on Saturday night, but Sunday I was always able to go.
Yeah, hungover.
But there were times during practice, during the week, there's been a lot of guys that get super sick. They didn't even let you go home. Like, one day I was sick, and they asked me to stay in the trainer's room and, like, break my fever so I could go out and still practice or at least watch practice on what we were going to be doing. Because Shula was really big, like, practices, and that's the big thing with today's game. Like, if you practice well, you'll play well. Well, they don't practice. Like, half the time you have enough guys to practice. Now it's like, if you're healthy, we got a chance to win, right?
By the way,
that's today's game.
We just got a text on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. The 6 hour thing is BS. I know I'm a doctor. Now, I don't know if this is a real doctor or not, but
honestly, I have never heard of a general doctor ever given a guy, you're coming off the flu. Make sure let's cut it at 6 hours for work till you're feeling better. Like, I've never even heard of that from a grown ass man.
That, I mean,
how old is he now? What is he, 12?
Flair just turned 14.
I think he's 25.
There's no way he's 25.
He does still see a pediatrician, from what I've been told.
Get out of here.
I just can't believe that someone would use that as the excuse. I've heard everything. I've never heard that. It's a first for everything. I guess it's a first for everything.
I mean, I would have almost rather him say, I just don't want to work. I'm just not into it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well.
I do agree with one thing. If you do have the flu and you're getting really sick,
you shouldn't come into our studio.
You shouldn't be in a radio studio.
No, because we're so close together.
Sooner or later, everybody gets it, and then you're salty. But wait a minute.
Have you ever? I mean, can you imagine? God, I want to shut my eyes and think about this scenario of Joe walking into a trainer and telling the trainer, listen, I know we have 2-a-days today, but my doctor told me that after the first one, I got to go home after that. I can't even stick around for video.
I would
or whatever you used to watch. I don't know, it was video.
I would have never, honestly.
I would just have never used that excuse. That sounds so pee.
I would have never been able to face the head coach. Imagine his reaction when I handed him, or the trainer handed him, what a doctor said, a private doctor said.
I would honestly call Flair and say, I want to see a note that says that your doctor's capped you at 6 hours. I want to see it. I want to see the note. And if that case, that's fine. I have no problem if a doctor said that.
He may need to find a new profession. I'm being serious. Like, he needs to maybe.
Well, wait a minute. What else can you do that you don't work for 6 hours? We're lucky.
Maybe those guys are easier on him in the afternoon, though. Like,
I don't know.
I don't mean to like throw you under the bus, but like, if any of us take off time, you're a little hard on us. Like, especially sick days. You're not big on sick days.
Why you got to bring this to me? You always act like I'm Don Shula.
Like, maybe they're a little easier. Like,
you always
got to
treat like I treat you like Don Shula. I think you grew up a little soft to start with. Which is fine. I think your old man was a little soft on you. But that's fine. Because every time I do something, you ever see how salty he gets? And he gets quiet, and I hurt his feelings. I'm like,
no.
Did anybody ever bust your balls when you were a kid?
Hollywood fully checks out.
No, but I show up at least. I might be soft when I'm here, but I show up.
No, Hollywood is here. He might have checked out, but.
He has checked out a few times.
I got to read you this text. Do you remember when Mike Leach put Craig James's kid in the electrical room during practice when he didn't feel good?
Oh, God.
They were talking about Falero being the best on the afternoon show. I said, come on, Hollywood is the number one. Oh, look at that. You have a fan. Hollywood's number one on the morning show. You radio guys are soft. Yeah, that's not helping. Falero's not helping any of us with that.
Oh, this is.
But literally, his name on
Joe isn't soft, by the way. That's kind of sucks for us because Joe works like crazy.
No. Yeah. This business is super soft. Because what happens to most people who do radio, they don't go to very many events. They just kind of, which I understand. I get it. You can get away with it and you don't have to.
Guy said he's a board certified doctor. I believe you now. I believe anything on the text line.
The guy wanted to let you know.
Yeah, he was pissed that I said that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like upset you.
He even followed up. Hey, jerky. I'm a board certified doctor in Miami.
Wow.
We got to go to break here.
I mean, why? At this point, I think we should just work for the next 6 hours to prove him wrong.
No, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're right.
I got tennis.
Yeah.
I ain't missing tennis, man.
Honestly.
Big O's dying to get on the air today, tell him about his tour.
Have you ever heard of somebody saying, the doctor told me I couldn't work more than 6 hours? I got to have everyone text in. 56022 Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. If you're a boss, if you work at a place, either have you ever used that excuse or heard that excuse before?
It's contagious, bro.
It is contagious. I hope not. And how does I'm actually a little disappointed in Crowder. How he didn't rip him for 4 hours yesterday on that show. All right.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back to the softest radio station in the United States of America, full of big peas.
Hockman, Crowder, and Sherman coming up later today.
A bunch of peas, man, here.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Joe, first text, it just
radio popped in. Radio is super soft.
Oh, my God. TV. He's just making us so bad.
TV, I was going to say, who had the bigger ego?
Oh, no, there's much bigger egos in TV. Bigger egos in TV.
It goes back and forth. The writers work the hardest in our business.
The writers? Oh, yeah.
They got to grind.
I mean, think about Omar we just had on. It's the bye week, and they still got to write stories and do stuff.
And they got to write in face.
Yeah,
we're radio tough guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Most we say stuff we never see somebody unless we run into them at a dinner, at a restaurant.
All right, Flair is getting crushed in the text machine. Should I read some of these for you? 56022, Kendall Toyota,
West Kendall Toyota. Did management know about that?
Yeah. He told management. He's sitting in the other room.
I don't buy that. Some general doctor said, you're coming off the flu, max 6 hours. That's it for you. Don't even think 8 or 10, 6 max, because I don't want you feeling down again.
Good Lord. All right, here we go. Some text. Does he go to a doctor or a gynecologist? Seems like the second is more likely. I really can't. Joe at WQM, there's a lack of testosterone.
Boy, you
sure
ain't
seems
there.
Like it, right?
We need to get everybody over to Health Gains real quickly and load up on some testy.
We had a lady not coming to work because, quote, she got a hold of some bad nuggets and bout throwed up. Hashtag work excuses. When I was a manager, I used to tell people who wanted to go home early because they were sick, quote, oh, you're going to feel better when you punch out, huh? People would be pissed off. Hey, Joe, I remember when Renshaw came to work sick. Yeah, oh, we all
he
remember
was
that.
Sick on something. Yeah, something.
Or good thoughts never go to die. The Plumbers 911.com text line 56121. Since it is the perfect Dolphins, describe to me your perfect day in sports.
Sounds
and when
sick.
We come back, when we come back, Nevin Shapiro in the headlines again with my Hurricanes. Canes, Dolphins, Canes, Dolphins, Canes, Dolphins, Canes, Dolphins, Canes, Dolphins, all day long. Hit the bong and pass it to the next caller. Let's talk some football, baby. It's getting so close. You can scratch and sniff, baby. Path, path, pus.
That's the highest.
It's bad when you say path, path, pus.
That's the highest on some illegal drug I've ever heard somebody on the air.
Yeah.
He did the whole show. He did the whole show.
Well,
did he get another job ever after that? I'm guessing he didn't put that on his resume. I was high that day.
Yeah, what happened to your last job?
I asked him one day after that. He's a nice guy.
Renshaw was a nice guy. We're not ripping him for that.
I go, Renshaw, I got to ask you, man. I've done a lot of different drugs through my year, especially at Berkeley. And back then, Berkeley had some drugs where
probably
things
best,
used to look a lot different. You know, you could make things look funny. They turn different colors. And so without getting into all that stuff, I was always curious, like, what you took, man? Like, what was it? And, of course, he gave me a BS. Oh, it was pain pill. I go, okay, is that what you're going to tell me, bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone texted and I would
bad
just,
reaction from peanut butter and jelly.
That's what he told me, peanut
that
butter.
That was some weak ass stuff.
I had two
stuff.
Peanut butter sandwiches. That's why I was talking like that. Okay. I believed it. I would get fired if I told my boss I could only work for 6 hours. Probably. At most jobs.
Listen.
You got an 8 or 10 hour shift?
This is one of the softest jobs.
Yeah. No, you're right.
There is in South Florida compared to
other
people.
I would just say around the country.
Compared to other people who are supposed to work 8 hour days. And like people work 8 hour days said, it's never 8 hours. It's always nine and a half, 10. You got to do other stuff. You're right. People work outdoors all day.
Mm-hmm.
This is soft.
Oof.
And he's the president of the club.
Oh, man.
We're not, by the way. The Texans want us to call him Devontae Filero. Oh.
Well, someone said.
Isn't that amazing?
If Filero is two-ply, Devontae Parker must be one-ply.
You know what's amazing about Devontae this time? I mean, you can't make these up. He runs a quick post pattern, pretty well covered. The ball gets knocked away from him, comes down, nothing, and he separated his shoulder. Like, it wasn't a big hit. He didn't get flipped in the air and come down on the turf. He literally just ran. I guess maybe some guys just their bodies, some guys are obviously a lot more durable than other guys.
Brittle?
I mean, it's clearly not his fault.
No, I'm saying.
There's nothing he can do if his shoulder
pops.
No.
Your shoulder
body's
pops
brittle.
Out. No, it's.
Drink some
fingers
milk.
Pop out. Your shoulder separates.
Isn't milk good for the bones?
Yeah. I just feel bad because you're right. He has never gotten injured on purpose. Like, hey, I popped my finger out on purpose or.
I don't think people literally get injured on purpose. This guy's brittle.
Oh, man. Tough.
Dwight, New Jersey. As a small business owner, I would fire a person on the spot with a stupid excuse for taking that six-hour shift. Man up.
First of all, can you imagine somebody, a grown-ass man, bringing in a doctor's excuse just in case your boss questions it?
I would make him bring it in at this point.
And he goes, hey, I've already worked 6 hours, and as you can see from my general doctor, this is all I'm supposed to work.
He should have said he had general soreness. That would have worked better.
Maybe we should call his mom and see if she can get a little extension
I'll
on
be
that.
Honest. I know Mara. I'm not calling her.
Could Mrs. Filero maybe extend her son's stay at work? That is classic, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty classic.
All right, one more. I'm not a boss, but I have a boss that lets this guy literally miss days once a week because the guy's dog is sick and he stays home with a sick dog. I'm telling you, this guy's a total whack job. I think that's a better excuse than saying, I can only work 6 hours today because my doctor said I'm only allowed to work 6 hours.
Pretty crazy. So anyway, Le'Veon Bell, 4 o'clock today, going to be the big story before we go here, and Big O Show takes over.
4 p.m., deadline today.
Deadline. Does he sign that tag or boy, he is going right down to the wire either way. He's either really jerking him around to the last second, shows up at 3:58 and signs it, or he could be.
Does he wait in his car? He gets there around 3:30 and just waits in his car till 3:50.
Just like, you know what? I haven't effed with him enough. Let me go ahead and screw him around. Let me jerk him around a little bit more here. And waiting, and they go, I think that's him in the car. Mr. Rooney, I think he's on his way in right now. Oh, no, no. And he gets out of the car, but he gets back in.
Well, how about Mr. Rooney gets the heads up from one of the guys, like, oh, it's 3:27. Le'Veon Bell's here in the parking lot. He's here.
He drives away.
No, he just sits in his car and waits till 3:58 and gets out.
Imagine if he plays on Sunday and they make him carry the ball 100 times.
No, I would.
How about
I would.
And how about, yeah, Tomlin and Rooney have a meeting. They go, I want you to carry him in his first game.
47 times.
I want to see him touch the ball more than half of our snaps today.
What if they make Connor inactive? James Connor's inactive.
That'd be crazy. Hey, I'll tell you what. He's back from a lot of concerts from coast to coast. The Big O Show is coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.